This is Symphony Cast from APM, American Public Media. I'm Allison Young. If you hop on the bus in L.A., there's a good chance that his face and that buoyant head of hair of his are going to be plastered right on the side of that bus. And if you take the bus just about anywhere in the city, from the airport to Hollywood and beyond, you're going to see banners on street light posts and see that boyish face beaming a kind of electric joy in the making of music. In just 2 years, he's put a stamp on classical music made in Southern California like nobody else. It's vibrant and young. And those who've loved classical music all their lives, and maybe some of those who've never ever darkened the door of a concert hall, are turning out in droves. It's Gustavo Dudamel. And as just barely a 30-something, he's beginning his third season as music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. We're here at Disney Concert Hall to celebrate this brand new season and gala concert of all Gershwin. It's the Los Angeles Philharmonic and their music director, Gustavo Dudamel. Welcome to APM's Symphony Cast. Today's broadcast of Symphony Cast is made possible in part by a generous grant from John and Ruth Huss of the Huss Foundation, celebrating the beauty of great music in everyday life, and an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. It's a big party in L.A. for the opening of their third season. Streets are blocked off, people are here to see and be seen, but mostly they're coming to let a bit of the excitement of one of the hottest tickets in classical music rub off on them. That's because the young, vibrant, thrilling Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel is beginning his third season as music director. His youth and energy might make the cynical of us wonder if he has the musical depth to lead an orchestra of this stature. And the answer to that question over these past few years is a resounding yes. It's an all Gershwin program tonight with a very special guest artist, Herbie Hancock, at the piano. He'll play the Rhapsody in Blue, and he's going to offer solo improvs as well. Now, an all-Gershwin program is terrific on its own, but in this case, the music actually has an L.A. connection. Gershwin spent the last years of his life in L.A. He moved here in 1936 with his brother Ira, and they each bought a house right next to each other in Beverly Hills. And Gershwin was getting really serious about composition at this point. He started studying with a Russian named Josef Schillinger, who was pioneering a rigorous compositional technique based on strict mathematical principles. The first piece Gershwin wrote after studying with him was his Cuban Overture, a kind of symphonic overture that embodies the essence of the Cuban dance. And the music starts with a Cuban dance, a deeply sensual rumba. You'll find it really hard to sit still. Then there's a little breather of fresh ocean air, really slinky stuff. And then we move right back to more dancing. In rehearsal, Gustavo Dudamel tried to get the L.A. Phil to loosen its collective hips for just a moment and get into the rumba. There was some nervous laughter as he, in fact, demonstrated. But he sure made his point, and that was when the music really started to swing. Here's Gustavo Dudamel, music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, on the podium, beginning his third season on this gala concert at Disney Concert Hall. George Gershwin's Cuban Overture. Thank you. inspired by a visit to Cuba for a week-long vacation and first entitled simply Rumba. George Gershwin decided a more formal title of Cuban Overture would bring him the respect he desired as a classical composer. That was the Los Angeles Philharmonic from their opening night gala. It happened just a few weeks ago, with their music director Gustavo Dudamel beginning his third season. We're at Walt Disney Concert Hall in downtown Los Angeles. Gustavo Dudamel is coming back on stage, and he's got a microphone in his hand.
Welcome to this gala celebrating Gershwin. Chad was trying to teach me how to say Gershwin, and he told me something like Gershwin, but it was so difficult. So let's say in the Gershwin way, I went back to drink a little mojito to create a little bit more the real atmosphere that we will have tonight with this amazing music. So, how you know, this amazing overture was inspired by a Cuban song named Échale Salsita. You know? It's like put a little bit of sauce, you know? And it's really fun. You can feel, you know, these winds that you have in the old Havana in this 1932, when he wrote the piece, and he was so inspired about this thing. Now we will have this wonderful piece that I think you don't, is a premiere. An American in Paris, do you know? And the beautiful thing of this music is that you can create your own history. You know, you can create your own vision of what Paris and even this nostalgic and delicious, you know, feeling of missing his land, his place, you know, his life in New York when we have this blue, really sensual, and that I want to, I will try to conduct, because it's really difficult when you have an orchestra that plays so well. So, and sometimes, you know, you try to show something that is not true. So maybe I will try to feel a little bit about that. But it's wonderful to be here, and of course having our great Herbie Hancock. That will be... that will be our soloist. So... let's play some music and let's stop with that.
Thank you.
like the first piece on this program, the Cuban Overture, this piece also inspired by a trip abroad. Gershwin was on a shopping trip for actual Parisian car horns to capture the sound of the city of light and all its tumult. He brought those musical instruments back with him, and he called his tone poem for orchestra An American in Paris. Gustavo Dudamel on the podium, beginning his third season as music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. And here for this all-Gershwin program, the opening gala of the L.A. Phil from Walt Disney Concert Hall. Exciting and energized opening concert tonight, a standing ovation from this thrilled audience. Still to come, it's special guest Herbie Hancock playing the Rhapsody in Blue, and most likely not how you have ever heard it before. He adds some of his own improvisations to the music. Now, I call him a special guest. Actually, Herbie Hancock is on staff with the L.A. Phil. His title is Creative Chair for Jazz, a position he took in 2010. The Los Angeles Phil is one of the few that has an entire artistic wing devoted to jazz. They've got a series at the Hollywood Bowl in the summer and a series in the winter at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. Herbie Hancock is coming out on stage. He'll play a few solo improvisations on some well-known Gershwin tunes before he plays with the orchestra. Now, things have really changed here in the concert hall. He's got his sunglasses on. It's dimly lit on stage, a kind of blue light to create a mood for some solo improvisations. And I think he's deciding exactly what he's going to do as he's walking out here. He's also got a microphone.
This is so exciting for me. It's the first time that I will have a chance as a professional musician to play with an orchestra, you know, classical music with an orchestra, classical music with a tinge of jazz in it. I'll do that later. But first, I want to play a couple of things for you. And I'm going to read this because I actually recorded these on a record called Gershwin's World. So I kind of reharmonized some of George Gershwin's pieces. I hope he doesn't mind. And the first one I really want to dedicate to my wife. This is called Embraceable You. Thank you. George Gershwin wrote so many beautiful songs with such beautiful melodies that, I mean, you just hint at the melodies and you melt, right? So here's another one that's, I don't know where all the stuff comes from, but it's, what he did was wonderful. This is Someone to Watch Over Me.
I'm right with Herbie Hancock in that just mentioning the titles of those songs makes me melt. Two improvisations on Gershwin's songs, Someone to Watch Over Me, and before that, Embraceable You. Herbie Hancock at the keyboard, he holds the title of Creative Chair for Jazz at the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and giving us a kind of warm-up here in blue light at Disney Concert Hall at this gala concert. The orchestra's on stage waiting to play with him Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and it's going to be super special, like what we just heard, since he's going to add some of his own improvisations to it. This is the opening night gala concert and all Gershwin program at the Los Angeles Philharmonic with their music director, Gustavo Dudamel. It's a special night for the soloist who opens the next piece. That's not Herbie Hancock, but it's The Clarinetist, a famous and super tricky clarinet solo. A classical musician has to sort of forget everything she's ever learned and let her inner jazz musician take over. It's no biggie at all for our principal clarinetist, Michelle Zukowski. Tonight she's celebrating her 50th anniversary with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. She joined the orchestra in 1961. Herbie Hancock is back on stage at the piano. Gustavo Dudamel is on the podium now. He's not even going to conduct the opening. He's just giving our clarinetist a little nod and letting her take things over. This is George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was on a train that I suddenly heard and even saw on paper the complete construction of The Rhapsody in Blue from beginning to end. I heard it as a sort of musical kaleidoscope of America. Those are the words of George Gershwin when this image came to him of this new piece he'd write back in the 1920s. And played here at the opening gala concert from just a few weeks ago at Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Philharmonic, their music director Gustavo Dudamel and pianist Herbie Hancock. Gustavo Dudamel is really winning the hearts of music lovers in Los Angeles. He's full of passion and energy and has a great smile and some wild curly hair. But his work is serious stuff, and he presents it in a kind of unassuming way, putting the music above all else. This concert marks the start of his third season, and he'll be here for at least a decade. He just signed a contract to take him through the 2018-19 season. This is the opening gala concert and a full house, and star-studded as well. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, William Shatner, Christina Hendricks, Quincy Jones, John Williams, all of them out there in the audience. The concert now is actually over, but still to come, we'll hear more from the Los Angeles Philharmonic with Gustavo Dudamel. And this is from their triumphant European tour, their first last January, when Gustavo brought everyone to their feet cheering. I'm Allison Young, and this is APM's Symphony Cast.
This is WRR FM and HD1, Dallas-Fort Worth, Classical 101.1, streaming online at WRR101.com.